Thank God for His Word. His Word today is powerful, and I want to minister on a thought today that comes to us out of Isaiah in chapter 59. Amen. Part B of Isaiah 59 says these words. It says, "When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up," amen, "a standard against him." When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. Yes. That standard, amen. I want to minister today on the standard of God, amen. Now, if we put that understanding down into the understanding that we would understand today, simply his saying, when the enemy comes in, rushes in, or comes to us like a flood, that God is going to put him to flight. Amen. That God is going to literally put the devil to flight. Amen. Yes. Now then, we've got two understandings there. We've got the part wherein that God is going to do, and when we've got the part that we must do. Amen. See, there's part of this thing that God has left in our hands. Amen. Utterly, yes, I agree that there's, the enemy, there's a place wherein that God sets his foot down against the enemy, and the enemy is not going to have authority. He's not going to be able to overtake us. He's not going to be able, in any way to totally overtake us. Amen. I believe God has that standard. But the other end of it, amen, and your backs up that before we move on. The Bible, tells us all the things that's happened in the Word. And Paul's writing 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. It tells us that, all the things that happened, amen, they was for an example, amen, that we may have an understanding. The Bible speaks of an example and an example that's showing us, amen, what God can do. Amen. See, he's already had, amen, his children in a fiery furnace. He's already had Daniel in the lion's den. He's already had them at the Red Sea and the Jordan River. God knows how to take care of his children. Amen. And here it goes on to say, amen, then it clears this in verse 13 of the 10th chapter of Paul's writings to the 1st Corinthians. "There has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which ye are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." I'm going to tell you, my friend, you're tougher than what you think. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, a lot of people's a whimpering and a crying and a belly aching. Amen. And say, "Oh, I can't go on." Amen. I believe we have to be as Joshua. He said, "For as me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord." We have to make that proclamation. Amen. And we've got to testify, amen, of the works of God and the power and the glory of God. Amen. But we have this power within us. The Bible said unto he that is able to exceedingly, amen, and above, amen, the greatest thing you can imagine of God can go beyond that. Amen. And he can do exceedingly, amen, above that that we can even think, we can ask or think, amen, according to the Word of God said, according to the power of God that works within us, amen. He's already given us that measure of power that's working within us. The Bible says, draw nigh unto God. See, this is the part we got to do. Draw nigh unto God, resist the devil, amen, and he shall flee from you. Why? Because greater is he that's within you than he that's within the world. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've got the power of the Almighty God, the power of God Almighty that's all-powerful. Amen. Not just some of the power, not just part of the power, but he's powerful. Amen? And he's able, amen, to deliver us out of every situation. That temptation, he said, I've already had, if you read the examples and the examples, he says, I've already had my children in the battle. Amen. I've already had them in the trials. Amen. And I know how, amen, to see them through. I know how, amen, to deliver them, give them the power to escape, the power to bury it. Amen? You've heard the old expression, it says, you know, when you come to the end of the rope, just tie a knot and hang on. Amen? I'm going to tell you today, God is that knot. Yes. Jesus is that knot, if you want to please. Amen? If you want to accept that in terminology today, he's the knot in the end of the rope. Amen? He's that which can keep you in the storm, in the battle. Amen? He's our refuge. He's our strength. He's our high tower. He's the rock of our salvation. He's the rock we're standing on. He's our everything today. Amen. He's that all in all. He's that wheel. Amen. Working and turning within a wheel. Amen. He's that which was rushing in the mulberry bush. Amen. I'm telling you, he's supreme today. Amen. He's not a broken down, wretched God. Amen. But he's a God that's full of power. Amen. And he's able to raise up that standard. He's able to bring forth that standard. Amen. We see that, amen, in 1 Kings in the 18th chapter. We see how Elijah, amen, this is a story that's known by any Bible scholar knows this. It's very familiar section of Scripture. But we see how that Elijah, amen, as he come down to the time, amen. See, he had made the statement, you know, if God, if God be God, we're going to serve God. But, you know, if Baal be God, amen, we'll serve Baal. Well, I always have said, amen, that he never, amen, intended to serve Baal. He knew who that God was. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. He knew who he was in God. Amen. And I think these two things are important. We need to, first of all, know who God is. Amen. We need to know who we are in God. And we need to know where we fit in the plan of God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Because, amen, when we get those things satisfied in our mind and our spirit, we knowing who God is, that he is supreme, all power is given, amen, in his name, amen. And we know that we are the recipient of his power because we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, and we have received the promises of God, amen. And we are his children, amen, and we're called by his name, amen, and glory to God, amen. He said, I shall supply all your needs by my riches in Christ Jesus, amen. And we know for a fact that God, amen, has ordained our steps, and God is keeping us, that God is walking with us, and God will see us through the battle, amen. He won't leave us in the midst of the battle, but he's always been the God that came, amen. When Abijah, amen, with Judah was so small, amen, and they was in battle, amen, the Bible says, amen, you know, their enemy was brought under subjection that day because that they had relied upon the Lord, they had trusted God, God sent them through the battle, amen. We know Jehoshaphat's army, amen, glory to God, this was a God, amen, that had said, amen, and he had given a command that went to these people, amen, that they wouldn't have to fight in this battle, amen, but they could sing praises to God, amen. We know how the enemy set an ambush against itself. We see how Paul and Silas at the midnight hour, amen, they went bellyaching and whining and crying, amen, and said, oh, look what a mess we got here. But I tell you what they were doing, amen, long about the midnight hour, they were singing praises to God, amen, and God come on the scene, amen. I'm telling you, amen, the best way, amen, I know, it's the same praise of God, for the Bible said the joy of the Lord, amen, is our strength, amen, and we've got that joy within, amen, we got that joy, amen, working within us, and we've got all these examples, and all these examples of how God has moved for his children, and I'm telling you, just in time, God will come through for you, God will move for you today, amen, but you know, here in this section in 1 Kings, God had called, amen, according to the word of God, the man of God, instructed of God, had called, amen, all the prophets of the groves, those who sat at Jezebel's table. He had called them together, and he had made this statement, how long do you haul between two opinions? Make up your mind. Who are you going to serve? Make up your mind what you're going to do, amen. Glory to God, amen. The Bible tells us, amen, that it come down to the time, amen, of the evening sacrifice, amen. Here, amen, the false prophets that had their show, that had their day, amen. And I'm telling you, if I believe anything, I'm telling you, God's people will have our day, because we're gospel to every corner, amen, throughout this world, every corner of this universe, amen. Glory to God. I hear the Lord saying, amen, as the archangel of God is saying, can I sound the trumpet? And the Lord is saying, just wait a little longer, just a little longer, just a few more souls, just a few more souls. And I know that us is appointed to an end time ministry. Us is appointed, amen, declare the gospel, amen. We've got an impatience within us. We're saying, oh, God, what is our hour coming forth? What is that time coming forth, amen? What is that moment, amen, coming forth, amen, when we're to take this gospel, amen? Already working on it, but I'm saying, I believe the major anointing, amen, still lies ahead. I believe there's going to be an outpouring of that latter rain that will come upon this face of this earth, that the anointed voices of the prophets of God throughout this universe will fall out and stand out. They'll raise up their voices like a trumpet, and they'll speak of the oracles of God, not of man's wisdom, but they'll speak with boldness by the anointing of God, amen, by the Spirit and the power of God, amen, and will shake the very foundations of this universe, amen. They'll literally, the power of God, amen, will come forth, amen. Glory to God, and I believe the hour is approaching, amen. This gospel is being preached to every creature under heaven's skies, and then the end's going to come, then the trumpet's going to sound, amen. But here the man of God, amen, Elijah, he had had the proper number of Baals, he had had the proper number, amen, of times until, amen, the water had run about the altar in verse 35, and it filled the trenches also with water. Here stood the evening sacrifice. Here it stood in a condition, amen, with the ditch standing full of water. It had been drenched, amen. It had been drenched with four bottles of water three times. One for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Ghost, amen. Glory to God, the obedient. I'm going to tell you something. If you ever get anywhere with God, you better lock in on God's formula, amen. If you ever get anywhere with God, you better lock in on what God wants, amen. I'm telling you, when they marched around them walls of Jericho, amen, if they'd have said, well, you know, it's a hot day, we're tired, we'll just march about four times, that ought to be enough for any walls to fall. I'm going to tell you something, them walls would still be standing. But when they was punctual and obedience to God, if anything God's ever taught me, amen, get the mind of God. And when you get the mind of God, then obey it, amen. Glory to God. Don't come around saying, well, God's told me to do this and God's told me to do that. And then 15 minutes later, because the devil said, boo, amen, you done forgot about doing it, amen. If God told you to do something, and do it. Amen. I know in our ministry, we've got some things. I've got some things God told me to do. Amen. That I can't back down from. Amen. And I'm put to the test every day of my life because of those things. Amen. Amen. There's several situations. Amen. In the natural, it would be easier to walk away from them and say, just leave them alone. It ain't worth the effort. Amen. But if I've learned anything, if God tells you something, stand to it. Amen. If God is instructs you something, if everybody else walks away from you, walk on towards what God wants. Amen. I'm telling you, God will come through. God will be victorious. God has made us to be overcomers. Thanks be unto God, which always giveth us the victory. Amen. Thanks be unto God, amen, for that which always causes us to triumph. Amen. Glory to God. To come forward and move forward, amen, in the authority of God. Amen. But we must learn to follow God's formula. We must learn to follow God's word. Amen. I'm going to tell you, amen, study the entirety of the word. Amen. You'll find out, amen, that's how Saul, amen, come in disobedience to God, amen, because he chose not to follow the exact, amen, to the detail of what he had been instructed to do. He wanted to save the old wicked king, amen, and God has said from the other to be destroyed, amen. He wanted to save the best of the animals, and God said for them the other to be destroyed. He won disfavor with God, amen, cost him his position, his anointing. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you something, my friend. Get an instruction from God. Get a quickening from God. Get a word from God. And don't deviate from it. Amen. No matter how hard the battle gets, no matter how the storm comes, no matter what rages against you, stand, amen, because the Bible said when the enemy rushes in like a flood, that God was the standard. Amen. God will lift up that standard. Amen. And I'm telling you, amen, God has set the example, and he's given the example, scripture after scripture, page after page, and chapter upon chapter, amen, line upon line, and precept upon precept. God has given us, amen, the example, amen. Verse 36, and it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, that Elijah the prophet came near, amen, and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, amen, let it be known this day that thou art the God of Israel. He declared and acknowledged the supreme deity of God, amen. And if we're going to get anything done, we're going to have to do that, amen. Glory to God. He identified and took his identity. He said, I am thy servant, amen. Notice the next thought. And that I have done all these things at thy word. Amen. I kept your word, God. I've done what you told me to do. Amen. I've got it set. Amen. After you talking about a pathetic situation now. Here's a man of God. Amen. That it said whoever calls down the fire from heaven on the sacrifice, we're going to worship his God. Amen. And here he had wet wood. Amen. Wet sacrifice. Amen. He had water running everywhere and in the ditch. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Amen. If you'd have looked at it in the natural, you'd have said it was impossible. Amen. But there's an explanation behind this. There's a reason. Because there was a lot of gimmicks and a lot of trickery. They would take a pipe and a bellus and take an offering or a sacrifice. And they'd bury a pipe and run it off somewhere and get somebody with a bellus. And then they would pretend to call fire and they would have somebody to pump the bellus so the fire would blaze up through the sacrifice. Amen? Amen. There was a lot of skepticism. Amen. And God, amen, God knew, amen, that he had to do away with all doubt. Amen. God knew that his prophet had to prove to the people that this wasn't no gimmick. Amen. That it wasn't no way that wet wood was going to burn. Amen. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that wet wood is not going to burn. Amen. Amen. All the doubters and all the gainsayers, amen, they had nothing more to say. They couldn't say, well, the wood was, you know, it was a gimmick, you know. Amen. Because God, it had his man to go to the very extremes to prove that this was a sacrifice, amen, that was wet, the wood was wet, and the water was wet. Amen. But when it come to that moment, amen, when it come to that moment, he identified God, he identified himself, and he identified where he was at. Amen. In the situation. He said, I have done, amen, all these things at the word. He said, verse 37, hear me, O God, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again. Verse 38. Then the fire of the Lord, amen, fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice. I like this. The wood, the stones, the dust, and licked the water up was in the trench. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you something. That's an example of the standard of God. Amen. Amen. The enemy had rushed in like a flood. The enemy had declared, amen. Oh, amen. That he could do with all his opposition. But when God came on the scene, it came in like a flood. Amen. It came fire, fell out of heaven, amen, and consumed. Amen. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, amen. He is, amen, the God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, God is able. God is able to keep, amen, his word. Remember, when the enemy rushed in like a flood, God, amen, God is the standard. God is the one that makes it possible for you to escape. God is the one that turns the enemy the other direction. Amen. And we couldn't conclude this thought without looking in Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 17, when it says, no weapon that is formed against thee, amen, shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, said the Lord. Because all of our righteousness is filthy rags. Amen. It's when we take on the righteousness of God. It's when we take on the fullness of God. And we declare, amen, we declare the works of God. Amen. We declare his righteousness. We declare the testimony of God and the truth of God. And we stand firm to the promises that God is able. And God will not fail us. God will keep his word. God will come through, amen, in every situation. God will be God. He's God, amen. When we rise in the morning, he's God through the day, and he's God at the setting of the sun. He's God, amen, in the midst, amen. He's God supreme, amen. And God, amen, will keep his word, and he will fulfill, amen, everything according to the promises of God. Amen. I'm glad God said in his word, amen, that he would raise up that standard. And not only would he raise up that standard, God is that standard to us today. God is that what keepeth us, amen, that our foot, amen, would not slip, amen, but we would not falter nor fail, but we would accomplish all the things wherein that the Lord, amen, has so ordained and is so set and so given, amen, that we can walk all the days of our life upright before the Lord, and we can walk in victory, amen, and we can know that God, amen, is that which is going to keep us, amen. We're hedged in, we're sealed, amen. I hear a lot of people, you know, talk about, you know, different things about the being sealed, but I know one thing, we are sealed in this understanding that God is able to keep us, amen. All those who come unto him, no wise would he cast them out, amen. I'm telling you, if you'll come to God, amen, if you'll come to God, amen, you can come under this great promise of the word of God. You can come under this great shield. You can come under this great protection of God. Amen. You've got to come to God. You've got to acknowledge, amen, that all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. The wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock, if any man, amen, will hear my voice, amen, and will open up the door. He said, I will come in to him, amen, and he will come in if we'll open up that door. He will write our name in the book of life, amen. He will put that shield, that hedge around us, amen. You know the devil, amen. The devil bellyached and carried on, and amen. And you know, the Lord asked him, you know, have you considered my servant Job, amen? And the Lord, you know, asked him, and the old devil come back a whining and a crying, amen, and a pity party, and his old saying goes. And he said, well, yeah, I sure have, but I can't get to him. He said, there's a hedge around him, amen. You can call it a hedge, you can call it a standard, you can call it a shield, you can call it whatever you want. The King James Version rightly divides it, amen, but these understandings, amen, but that standard that God raises up is a shield, it's a hedge, amen, and it's that like was around Job, amen, And he said, you know, Satan said, if you'll let that hedge down, I'll cause him to curse your name. Now, a lot of people, you know, go through battles and trials and they say, well, I've done something wrong. It might be what you've done right. Amen. It might be that you tried to live right, trying to walk right, and the devil's trying to see, amen, that you're destroyed. But one of the things about Job, amen, God knew that he was a perfect man. He was an upright man and he eschewed evil. Amen. And God was able to tell Satan, go ahead. Amen. Go ahead, attack him. Go ahead and come against him. I know I've got a man here in Job that's not going to turn tail and run, as the old saying goes, but he's going to stand boldly. Amen. The Bible said when you've done all to stand, just stand. Amen. Glory to God. My friend, amen. Just in time, God will come through for you. Amen. If you're in the battle, just keep standing. Amen. God, amen. He will come through and he will fight your battle. He will give you victory. Amen. Because that's the promise of the Word of God. Amen. As you bow your head to pray, say, Lord, I need this hedge. I need this strength. I need this shield. If you're a sinner, Lord, you're crying, Lord, I'm coming to you today that I might be saved. The backslider, you're saying, Lord, I'm coming home. That man or that woman that's needing a miracle, that's needing a healing, as you're calling upon the name of the Lord and as you're crying to him, Lord, give me that touch. Give me that miracle. Give me that healing. Give me that victory I need. Amen. God will come and be there for you, and God will do the work. Amen. We thank God for his word and hope it is a blessing to you. And